KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy skies, 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny here today with a high near 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. They are your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, Atlantic police say four people were arrested over the past few days. On December 28th, 27-year-old Justin Butcher of Belton, Missouri, was arrested on a Shelby County warrant for driving while revoked. On December 31st, 35-year-old Jason Trotter of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for felon in possession of a firearm. And on January 1st, 30-year-old Kevin Smith of Atlantic was arrested for simple assault. That same day, 20-year-old Brandon Clark of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant for failure to comply with treatment. Each of those individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail. One person was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic following a collision Sunday evening at 7th and Walnut Streets. The Atlantic Police Department said vehicles driven by April Jacobson of Atlantic and Elizabeth Williams of Marion were both traveling west on 7th Street at around 5 p.m. Sunday and had stopped at the stoplights. When the lights turned green, Williams proceeded forward, but Jacobson's vehicle had not yet begun to move. Williams' vehicle hit the rear of Jacobson's vehicle, causing a total of $4,500 damage. Jacobson was transported to the hospital by medevac ambulance for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Williams was cited by police for following too close. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were two alcohol-related arrests on New Year's Day. 19-year-old Brody Lee Peterson of Atlantic was arrested January 1st on a charge of OWI first offense. Peterson was also cited for being a minor in possession of alcohol. He was later released on his own recognizance. And 24-year-old Corey Merritt Spry of Anita was arrested January 1st on a charge of OWI first offense. Spry was taken to the Cass County Jail and also later released on his own recognizance. Cass County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported following an accident at around 11:10 a.m. on December 31st. The collision happened at the intersection of 710th Street and Boston Road when a 2009 vehicle owned and driven by 47-year-old Niall Lewayne Lund of Anita was hit by a 2016 Honda owned and driven by 73-year-old Martin Lipa of Des Moines. The crash occurred as Lund was westbound on Boston Road and Lipa was traveling south on 710th Street. Following the collision, Lund's vehicle entered the southwest ditch where it rolled onto its roof. Damage from the crash amounted to $20,000. Authorities cited LIPA for failure to yield the right-of-way. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Greenfield man was arrested last week on an assault charge. 25-year-old Cody Neal Doherty was taken into custody December 29th after allegedly punching Raymond Young Jr. in the face, causing multiple fractures of Young's upper jaw and eye socket. Doherty was later released on bond. 24-year-old Robert Dean Garrett of Greenfield was arrested Saturday morning, and that was in order to serve a court-ordered sentence. Garrett was released Monday morning after serving the required time. 25-year-old Kyle Christian Jorgensen of Fontenelle was arrested in Adair County January 1st on Highway 25 for OWI first offense following an accident. Jorgensen was also cited for failure to maintain control. He was later released on $1,000 bond. And 20-year-old Dakota Dean Rosh of Creston was arrested Friday morning by an Adair County deputy following a traffic stop on Highway 25. Ross was taken into custody for OWI second offense and driving while license revoked for a previous OWI test failure. He was released later that day on $2,000 bond. The City Council in Atlantic will hold its first meeting of the new year tomorrow evening at 5:30 at the City Hall. And during their session, the council will handle administrative matters, including approval of the city's official bank for 2016 checking accounts and approval of the official newspaper for legal publications. The council is also expected to act on the reappointment of Deb Wheatley Field as city clerk. City Administrator John Lund says Wheatley Field has served as the city clerk since 1982 and will be completing her 34th year of service in February. In his strong recommendation to the council for her appointment, Lund said that, quote, "I cannot express enough what an asset she has been for Atlantic. She possesses the classic work values that built this country that are so rare today." He added that, "I have tremendous respect for her, both as a co-worker and often as a mentor." In his report to the council, John Lund will also discuss a request for use of the second floor auditorium of the City Hall building. And the council will act on approving a change order for the Nishna Hills Golf Course Stormwater Improvement Project. At the conclusion of their regular business, the council will adjourn into a closed session for the purpose of discussing the job performance of City Administrator John Lund. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa is the featured speaker at a fundraiser to benefit a veterans organization in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Ernst will speak this evening at the Airborne and Special Ops Museum Foundation. The event will feature a roundtable discussion with Ernst and North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis and Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown. Ernst is the only female combat veteran to ever serve in the U.S. Senate and is a member of the Armed Services and Agriculture Committees. Brown and Tillis are members of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. The group Veterans Leadership Council CARES says on its website it provides temporary housing for at-risk veterans, health and wellness services, professional counseling, vocational education, mentoring, and other services. An employee-owned company in Cedar Rapids is expanding to the Chicago and Omaha markets. Van Meter Incorporated distributes 800 different brands of electrical and mechanical products to contractors as well as industrial and commercial clients. It operates out of 14 locations in Iowa and has just completed its purchase of Bright Electrical Supply in Chicago. Bright is a leading lighting distributor in the Chicago area. Its office is there. We'll keep the Bright Electric name. Van Meter executives say they plan to open a branch location in Omaha by the end of March to serve customers in Nebraska. Van Meter has operations in several cities in Iowa, including Carroll. And their product line includes lighting as well as data communications and power transmission equipment. Once the Omaha branch is open, Van Meter will be operating out of 16 locations in three states. The utility that provides water to 500,000 Des Moines customers says it's set a record in 2015 for the number of days it operated equipment to remove nitrates from water. The Des Moines Water Works said Monday its nitrate removal equipment ran 177 days last year, surpassing 106 days in 1999. It cost the utility $1.5 million to run the equipment, which keeps tap water below the federally mandated nitrate level of 10 milligrams per liter for drinking water. Waterworks CEO Bill Stowe said upstream farm drainage systems washing fertilizer from farm fields are the largest contributors to the high nitrate levels. Waterworks has sued three upstream counties, blaming them for the nitrate problem. The counties say there is no proof farm field 200 miles upstream caused Des Moines nitrate problems. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.